Today's program is brought to you by Heritage Foods USA, the nation's largest distributor of heritage breed pigs and turkeys. For more information, visit heritagefoodsusa.com.
Hi, this is Joe Campanelli, the host of In the Drink. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Greetings and welcome to Animal Instinct here on Heritage Radio Network. I'm your host, Celia Kutcher, and we've got a great show today. I'm talking with Jim Tews, comic and creator of Felines of New York. You may know Jim from Last Comic Standing or Louie. I'm excited to have him on the show talking about two of my very favorite subjects, cats and New York City. Welcome, Jim. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. I'm so excited you're in the studio. I love when people are here at Roberta's. It's so fun.
This is a great studio.
Isn't it cool?
It's amazing.
It's a really neat little spot, and we've got some great shows. We've got great people. So I want to get started because I love your website. I am a huge fan of Humans of New York. I think it's a great, great site. A friend of mine told me about your site, and I spent, oh my God, like hours on it until we're looking at every single piece. And I think it's brilliant. I think it's really, really funny. I think you've gotten the essences of cats and cat psyche in it. But first question is, why cats and comedy?
I think cats lend themselves more to comedy than any other animal because they're domestic in the same way a dog is,
yeah.
But they still have this air of like, no, I don't need you. I'm totally independent. They don't have that self-awareness that dogs do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which makes them funnier to laugh at or laugh with. Well, I would say laugh with, but I don't think cats laugh.
I don't know if they do or not.
I feel like dogs might laugh. Like,
yeah,
dogs
totally.
Are like, they're goofy. They're like, oh, you know, they'll do things that are stupid to get your attention.
Totally.
Cats don't do that.
That's very
if
true.
If they get your attention when they're doing something stupid, they stop doing it.
Totally. That's so true. And so Humans of New York has got this incredible ability to get really into the psyche of people that he shoots.
Mm-hmm.
And you do the same thing with cats. And I love how intimate the comments are that you've got for them. Do you write them all yourself?
Yeah, I do.
Is it hard?
Kind of. There's days where I'm just like, sometimes I'll queue up a couple posts. So I'll have to do like five. And I'm like, oh, I don't know what to say now. So I'll just take cues from like overheard conversations and stuff like that.
Oh,
you know,
that's
like
cool.
When I'm out, I'm writing stuff down in a notebook, just words that I hear,
mm-hmm.
just little cues to keep it going.
And do you have any tips for inspiration when you're feeling dry or?
Not really. I just look at the picture and if I'm feeling, I just start writing and then just, you know, keep tweaking it. Cause they're so short.
Yeah.
It's like you can start something and then just move on, kind of let your brain do whatever. And I try to remember if I went and shot that cat and I remember, you know, the photo shoot,
mm-hmm.
I try to remember some of their personality or maybe something that the owner told me about them.
Yeah, yeah.
That can kind of play in. So there's that too.
That's
which
cool.
helps.
That definitely would help. And so did you grow up around cats?
I didn't.
Really?
I'm
shocked.
So we were always a dog family.
Mm-hmm.
My dad, he lived in a very rural area, so he had like outdoor cats later in my life. But I didn't live with cats until right before I moved here to New York. I spent 6 months living with my sister in Pennsylvania.
Oh, funny.
And she had two cats. And that's when I kind of learned like how to interact with them.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, I was just a little bit intimidated by them, you know, because they're so unpredictable.
Totally.
You're used to like, I always say, we grew up, we had beagles. My family had beagles.
Oh, God, they're
up,
easy, yeah.
Which are like the complete opposite of cats. Not only dogs, but beagle, like, that's like, yeah, that's about as opposite as you can get from
that's the, truth.
The demeanor of a cat. So living with my sister is when I figured out, like, oh, this is how you interact with them. It's on their terms, and they love it, and then you're good to go. And that's when I started liking cats.
Totally.
A lot, too, you know?
And I think that's the problem with people, you know, dog people and cat people. I think that dog people want the immediate gratification where
right.
cat people, you kind of got to work for it a little bit. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
It's just
yeah.
so funny. And are you a native New Yorker? Because you're
no.
Really?
Yeah. East Coast, Allentown, Pennsylvania.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Okay.
So maybe, I don't know. Maybe there's enough of the,
totally.
Maybe there's enough of the anger there. Like the industrial town
Totally.
Failing industrial town anger. Maybe that's where it's kind of reading as New York anger.
It works.
Oh, good.
It totally works. I mean, the cynicism is there, you know. And
good.
Then you've also got those moments of, like, you know, hopeful optimism, like a little spark. But then, you know, as New Yorkers, right. we kind of put that away real quick.
And, yeah,
you know,
that's very true.
Move on our day. So how do you find your subjects?
Well, the first batch, like the first couple of weeks, maybe even months, was like friends and friends of friends.
Mm-hmm.
The first few I had just like taken with cell phones or had friends send me, photographer friends sent me like, you know, two in the beginning, and a couple other friends sent me ones with cell phones. And I was like, I want these pictures to look better.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go take them myself. I was kind of a hobby photographer.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of knew what I was doing with a camera.
Yeah.
And then I just started setting up appointments with friends. And then when I ran out of friends and their friends, then I put a form on the website.
Yep. I've seen it.
And that got a lot of traffic. Like, people fill it out. They tell me, you know, the stop they live closest to. And then I pick like a Saturday.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I'll just email everybody that's close to whatever stop I feel like hitting that day. And,
mm-hmm.
and then hopefully, you know, I line up the appointments and go house to house on my bike.
Oh, wow.
And take pictures of their cats. It's a very weird thing I never thought I'd be doing in a million years. But I'm like, all right, well, this works. This is fun.
It's pretty cool. You know, I think it's really, really funny. And I think it's a great... Humans of New York is so amazing, you know. And mm-hmm. the guy works so hard. And I think it's wonderful that you're doing a parody of him. Just, you know, for both of you, honestly.
Yeah. No, I think I love what he does. I just think it's one of those things like I'm as a comic, I'm looking for a way to take like something serious and
totally
flash the other side of it. And it's like nice pictures of cats. Who doesn't?
Exactly. It's not like
that?
Torturous pictures or, you know, anything like that.
Yeah.
So have you met the guy from Humans of New York?
No,
have you spoken to him?
No, I haven't heard any word from him. Yeah, I haven't really heard anything from him. I wouldn't mind meeting him. I mean, I have to thank him for doing that, or
totally.
Else I wouldn't have done this. This isn't like...
I hear he's a hell of a nice guy.
Yeah, I'm sure. You have to have a lot of patience to be out and, like, interacting with people. I get tired of talking to the cats, and I don't even talk to them.
I mean, you must have great stories of going to people's houses and, like, crazy cat ladies and things
that. I've been pretty lucky. I haven't had any... I've had, like, people that, like... They'll try to get their cats to do stuff, and I can sense that they're disappointed when the cat's just, like, sitting there. And I'm like, no, it's okay. This is the whole point, is that, you know, I'm documenting it. I don't want your cat. Your cat doesn't have to perform or do anything silly. I just need it to sit near a window so that there's light on it.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much all I care about. Or, you know, just, like, if I could explain that to the cat, it would make my life a whole lot easier, but...
Like, when you go to somebody's house and it's, you know, a stranger's home and you're taking pictures of the cats, is it difficult to have these cats? Like, are they just hiding from you for the most part?
That's probably the biggest problem.
Yeah.
Because I've never been bit. I've never been scratched.
Lucky.
Or I've been hissed at once or twice, but this has got a little too close.
Yeah.
But I generally don't even touch the cats.
Wow.
I try to stay away, like, just so they... You know, because I'm like a stranger. I'm like some guy, like, crawling around on the floor. And it... A lot of them warm up to it. A lot of them seem to have some idea that, like, I'm appealing to their vanity.
Yeah, yeah.
So they go for it. But there's been plenty that were just like, okay, I'm running under the bed, and there's no way you're getting me out.
Ugh.
Unless you have the time, you know, if I had the time to, like, if it was a friend's house, you know, I had a friend's cat who hid under the bed. And he's just like, well, you're just going to have to hang out here for a while if you want to get a picture of him. So he'll come out. I'm like, all right. So we just like watch. I sit on this couch, watch YouTube videos. And then within 20 minutes, the cat just comes walking across the living room.
Ugh, finally.
And I'm like, there we go. But I can't do that with everybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
So then I just end up trying to make sure that there's enough light under that bed so I can get some eyes or something.
But, oh, my God. I bet people get really disappointed if this happens, too.
Yeah, they do. Because I try to explain to people, like, no, there's no pressure here. It's fine. Like, it's just, you know.
It's cats.
It's cats. That's what they do. Sometimes people are like, oh, come on, you're blowing it.
It's like it's your big chance.
Yeah,
to be
famous. They get real stage mom about it. Like, this is not necessary.
It's like, I've been bathing him and training him for weeks. He's got his cues down. Okay, we're going to do this. Wait, where's Fluffy? That's funny. And so how long have you been doing this? How long has Feelance in New York been around?
It's been, I started the Tumblr back in February. And then shortly after, started, you know, it was like, oh, I should probably start putting these on like Instagram and Facebook and started doing that. So it's only been since February.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I had a
bunch of the like mishmash of photos that were up. And then literally the weekend that I decided I was like, I need to go take these pictures myself. And I started making appointments like that Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
And then that Saturday, my girlfriend and I, we were sitting around waiting for dinner. And I look at the Tumblr and all of a sudden I go from like 65 followers to like 3,000.
Holy cow. What the hell?
So I'm like, that's weird. Something must have popped.
Some weird bot.
That's cool. And then I check it like 2 hours later, and then it's like double that.
Oh my God.
And then, yeah, it was crazy. And then we had friends come over, and they knew that I was working on the project. I'm like, you guys got to see this. It's like crazy. It just keeps like going up. By the end of that weekend, I was at over 20,000 followers.
Oh my God.
Because Tumblr had featured it on their on their radar. So
awesome.
If you just clicked on the Discover page on Tumblr, it was like the top listing for like 24 hours. And that's how it totally snowballed.
God, that's amazing.
It's crazy.
And so like how many followers do you have now?
It's like, I'm around 62,000.
Oh my God.
On the Tumblr. The like Facebook and the other websites are, you know, much lower, but they're still impressive.
They're outrageous. Facebook, I think, is 24,500.
Yeah, it's higher now. Yeah,
today, because I did my research yesterday. Fine.
Yeah, that's gone up. The Instagram's probably around like 6,500.
That's awesome. But,
yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Wow.
I've been doing a lot of stuff on the internet, and nothing has ever hit like this.
I was going to say, I kind of hate you with my blog, but anyway, you know. If this doesn't work, you can do like marketing guru stuff for the internet.
I guess I'll just pretend that I figured it out.
Totally.
And they're like, hey, so yeah, I'll be a consultant. Here's my consultation. Do something with cats.
Totally. Meow.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a buzzword.
Cat
meow.
Photos.
That's all I'm saying.
If you can get them to look down the lens, you got something.
Yeah, easier said than done.
Oh, yeah totally.
So you do a lot of work with shelter cats, which I think is really, really awesome. Are there specific shelters that you prefer?
No. So the shelter cat thing was like kind of an obvious, like, well, this is an obvious thing to do
because
I have all these eyes. Most of them are New York based.
Totally.
I need pictures of cats.
Yeah.
These cats need homes.
Yeah.
So I just started with Ollie's place in the village, because I was walking around and I saw it.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I walked in, asked them if I could take pictures, told them what I did. They said, sure. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to keep doing this. Then I had my girlfriend, who helps me out with a lot of the logistical stuff, contact some other shelters, like the ASPCA, that Meow Parlor.
Cool.
And I shot there last week, so those photos will be going up soon.
No, they were here a couple weeks ago. They're awesome.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're really nice
cool.
people.
It's yeah. It was fun shooting in there. They just let us in when nobody else was there.
Oh, so. You got the golden ticket.
Yeah, I did.
Very nice.
And I don't really have a preference. It's just a matter of like, is it like obviously like, you know, legit like non-profit kind of thing? Like,
yeah.
Am I helping in the right way?
Totally.
Which is also weird to try and consider all that. More stuff that I didn't think I would be considering. But
it's funny, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like, see what happens when you're successful? Now it's like, oh, shit, I got so much else I got to figure out.
Yeah. Yeah, because I'll get emails from people that are like, oh, we're fostering this cat. Can you come take pictures of it and put it up? And I'm like, okay, yeah, let me, like, figure this out. And I'd love to get to everybody with that stuff, but, you know, it's tough.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
And so the cats that you feature, are they, like, superstars then at the adoption places?
I don't know. I haven't, you know... Mighty Mutt's, or the Ollie's place, was the first one I did.
Yeah.
And that was like 2 weeks ago, I think, was when the last of them went up. So I have to call back and check with them.
That'd be really
cool. If there was any feedback. Yeah, because I never asked about, like, I never said, like, hey, tell me if these cats get adopted.
Yeah.
When the ASPCA photos go up, I'm in pretty heavy contact with the people there, so they'll tell me.
Cool.
But it would be nice to know, like, that the website helped out
totally,
you know, get a cat at home.
I can imagine though that people would, you know, it's you're really well known now, and it's like when this evolves into becoming, you know, uber famous, then it'll be like, oh, this is a cat that was on Felines of New York.
That'd be fun. You know? That'd be a good story.
It'd be
for
awesome.
Somebody.
I mean, yeah. Great, and it would be, you know, it would just help to get more of these cats home. So I think that's really cool.
Yeah,
it's all good comedy. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just trying to give back.
Which is fantastic. So we need to take a break. We're going to take about a 2-minute break. We will be back shortly, just talking to Jim Tews, all about Felines of New York.
Cats.
You are listening to Rec Tech on HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Hello out there, it's Steve Jenkins. I'm with Fairway Markets. White Leghorn, Red Wattle, Bourbon Red, Navajo Churro. Well, these aren't names you're likely to hear at a Fairway butcher counter or any other counter today, but before the rise of factory farming, you would have. And at Heritage Foods USA, you still do. Heritage Foods USA exists to promote genetic diversity, small family farms, and a fully traceable food supply. You see, we believe the best way to help a family farmer is to buy from them. And Heritage Foods is honored to represent a network of family farmers and artisanal producers whose work presents an immeasurable gift to our food system and to biodiversity. The meat we celebrate, whether it's heritage turkey, Japanese steaks, Berkshire pork, or Navajo churro lamb chops, is the righteous kind from healthy animals of sound genetics that have been treated humanely and allowed to pursue their natural instincts. It's a simple fact. Animals raised according to this philosophy taste better. And as we like to say, you have to eat them to save them. Visit us at heritagefoodsusa.com for more information.
This is Brandon Hoy, co-owner of Roberta's, and you're listening to heritageradionetwork.org.
And we're back, talking to Jim Tews, comic all about Felines of New York, which he created, which I think is one of the most brilliant websites I've seen in a long time, but that's me. I'm dead serious. I mean, I'm dead serious. It's like, I love comedy. I love cats. It's just, and then I love New York. And so all three of it, it's just like, for me, it's like, yes, win-win. I mean,
you're good.
Totally. I'm telling you, I was on your site for like hours. I was like, wow, there's really something wrong with me. Yeah. And this was before I had to research you too. So it's like, my God, these cats are so smart. It's like, there's all philosophers, I swear. So what are the challenges that you face doing the site?
Well, I'd say the biggest challenge is like, I usually do 5 days a week. I didn't do anything today. I just got back from the West Coast. But 5 days a week, you know, with, you know, making sure there's a good photo and then a reasonable caption that I'm happy with that I think is, like, engaging or funny.
Yeah.
And I'm working on a book right now.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
So that, and that's kind of on a tight deadline because it's going to be out in the fall.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah. So I'm doing, like, double duty because they want a lot of it that's not in the book on the website is going to, you know, it's a lot of new stuff that's going to be on,
cool.
on the book. So that's the biggest challenge. Just a lot of content. It's a lot of like writing, it's a lot of making stuff up for, you know, it's like each one's a different, it's not like you're writing for a character or five different characters. You're writing to try and make these things sound interesting.
That's a good point. Everybody's different.
Funny.
Too.
Everybody's a little different. Or I try to make them different.
That's got to be really challenging, actually.
Yeah, it's. I mean, it's fun because it's totally dissociated. There's not. I don't have to think about it too hard, but it's a lot of like work, and editing the photos is, you know.
So, like, how many hours do you think you spend a week working on freelance in New York?
Oh man, since I started the book, it's probably been about 30.
Wow.
Because it's a lot of just combing through photos. You know, I'll spend a half hour at somebody's place and I'll shoot a couple hundred photos because I'm trying to get the cat to look at the camera, and I have a camera that shoots in a burst mode, so I'll hold that shutter down and let it, you know, click a couple times to try and get the best look that I want.
Yeah. Wow.
So that was the bulk of the busy work.
And that's, fortunately nowadays, with, you know, you don't have to get your photographs processed either, so you can pretty much immediately post it, which is great.
Right.
But yeah, cat photos are hard, man. I mean, compared to other animals, it's like, they can be a real challenge.
Yeah, I've discovered no surefire way to get them to look in the direction I want them to look. And if they sense that you're trying too hard to get them to look at you and they don't want to, they'll just completely do the opposite.
Oh, yeah, totally.
I'm like, you know what I want. You won't give it to me.
I don't care. Look at the wall. It's fascinating right now.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, thanks a lot. Well, you know, you can always use one of those little, like, sparkly things on a stick that they use in all the commercials. But then the cats look like they've been hit in the head, or they're so, like, activated.
Right,
you know?
That's the other thing. I've done the toys and stuff. But I found, like, you know, that those do exactly that. It's like, then you're getting the cat in a completely different mood.
Totally.
Which, you know, like, you can see it in the pictures. Like, you could probably, if I looked through them, I could tell you which cats had to be, like, riled up with a laser pointer, and which ones were just, like, totally cooperative from a laying down position.
It's so funny. And so I really feel like your site's really helping the feline population in the city, too. And so I'm really hoping that all your adoption work and stuff will kind of put, like, you know, the fact that your cat's been on it, that it will add some panache to these cats and get them homes. Or, you know, oh, this shelter was recognized, so maybe we should go there because their cats are more special or something like that. Have you looked into other things as well? Like, have you ever worked with the Mayor's Alliance or thinking of doing that?
No, I need to do some more research on the, you know, how cat rescue works in this city, because this is something I was not totally familiar with until I started doing this. And, you know, my girlfriend and I are getting cats. We just weren't in a position to do so until like, literally, we were waiting till we got back from California. So now we're looking into it. I'm looking into it for photographs and stuff like that, but at the same time I'm looking at these places and being like, oh, what's the best way? What's the best place to get a cat from? Yeah. How does this work? What are these programs? So what do they do with these? You know, like the TNR stuff and like the feral colonies, and like it's kind of interesting.
It's pretty amazing stuff.
It's crazy to see like how, like, I can't think of the word for it, but like, I guess it's just vast that, like, because you know, there's the cats that live in the apartments. But then there's all these other cats that are, like, up for adoption or living in feral colonies and being fed by people. And, you know, those cats help rodent control just as much as you would want them around.
Yeah.
And, you know, so that's why it's legal to feed them or whatever. So,
well, if you're ever...
Right?
Yeah, it is. I mean, it can be. It depends. It's a very fine line. But I have a bunch of people I know that are in TNR. So if you're ever really interested, I can absolutely hook you up with them. And they'll tell you probably more than you've ever cared to know. But they're experts. So it's a whole different game. It's not like, I like the kitty. You know, like they'll help neuter feral pods and then come back, you know, and watch them over years and stuff to help their, just make sure they're still healthy and alive.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of work. I mean, it's a daily thing.
Yeah, cats are such independent animals and very close to being, like, not domesticated.
There's a fine line, man.
Yeah, because they have no problem. They generally have no problem surviving if you're just like, hey, cat, get out of here.
Yeah, and it's also like, I mean, I worked in a vet's for years, and it's like, you've never seen a scary animal till you've seen a really angry cat.
Yeah.
Holy crap. I mean, I would wrestle down a 200-pound pit bull before I dealt with some cat with, like, in the corner with the claws out. It's like, okay, you're fine. Never mind. You know, they seem to, like, dogs know they can hurt you, but cats know they can kill you, and they're like, I'm going to do this. You know? So you're kind of like, oh, man.
Yeah.
It's so interesting how they're so different from other animals, too.
Mm-hmm.
So currently you have no pets.
No.
Wow.
Yeah, that's been awkward because I try to people are like, so what kind of cats do you have? And I'm like, don't have any. Just going to take pictures of yours.
Dun, dun, dun.
And then like I had to explain like, no. I moved here from Pennsylvania years ago and just roommate after roommate. You know how that works when you live in a place like New York. You got to get everybody on board. So now everybody's on board. Now we can get cats. And now
yay.
Yeah, that was the plan for a while. It just... You don't want to just get a cat willy nilly.
You got to find the right cat. You got to find the cat that finds you.
Right, and make sure your place is good for them.
Cat proof and big enough and all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. So I know you got a book coming up, which is super excited. I mean, can we make this thing a movie? That would be awesome.
I'm thinking about it.
I would love.
I'm probably going to start doing some more video stuff. Because every once in a while I'll shoot video when I'm doing the cat photos, mm-hmm. if the light's good in the room or whatever. But I think really what I'd like to do is, my girlfriend and I have talked about this, we want to do a shot-for-shot remake of the documentary Grey Gardens.
Oh my God, that's genius!
But with cats, and use that. We just have to get the permission to use that audio. So hopefully, don't steal that idea.
Okay, nobody do that.
Nobody do that.
Oh my God, I love it. That's like the greatest thing in the world.
Wouldn't it be good? And everything's scaled... Like the sets are like scaled down cat size.
Oh my God,
right?
That's brilliant.
I'm seriously considering, I have to figure out how to get the audio from that and get permission to use it. I might do a condensed version.
Oh my God, because
that's kind of a long documentary.
It is. It's a long movie, but oh my God. Or you could even do it with like one of the Grey Gardens cats. And it's the documentary and it's like, these ladies are nuts. That would be the greatest thing in the world. So you got any favorite stories from your shoots?
There's two that have stuck out. One was very recent. The one of the first weekends, though, I went to shoot, the guy had a kitten, and it was in heat.
Because
it was like just at that stage where you can't,
can't neuter
them
or
whatever.
Yeah.
You can't fix them yet. And went into heat. And this cat would not sit still. And then if it was paying attention to me, it was like, rubbing on me and then turning.
Oh God,
it's back towards me. So I just have all these pictures of this cat like raising its back up where I'm like trying to get around to the other side of it. And when it's not doing that, it's just like doing these weird like worming around on the floor. And then it found my backpack, which smelled like probably like 15 other cats. Because I carry my camera and stuff in the backpack, stick that somewhere in the person's house. And inevitably, almost every cat finds it and rubs up against it. Now, this cat's in heat, and it's just probably sensory overload. It's just digging into my backpack with its head and just making all kinds of terrible noises. And the owner's just like, I don't know what to do. I can't do that. He's like, let's see if we can get it, away from the backpack. Or I'm like, yeah, we'll figure it out. But that cat... That cat was super cute. It was a very gorgeous, gray looking, tab, or I don't know what breed, but it was very, silvery gray, beautiful kitten. And I was like, man, I can't not get this thing on the site or in the book, so I have to get pictures of it. So I got a couple good ones, but it was still, it took a while.
It's like, oh, hi.
Yeah, it was almost uncomfortable.
It's
horrifying. I'm like, hey, come on, I don't.
Like, I got a girlfriend, okay?
Yeah.
Back off.
We don't even know each other.
One of my cats, that was the same story. And it was like, oh my God, it was like the porn channel in the house. Every 2 seconds, you sit down, it's like, oh my God, get away from me. It was so bad. It got to the point where I almost broke down and like seriously thought about doing the Q-tip. And I was like, I can't do this. And it's like, oh, it's just crossing too many lines for me. I couldn't.
I also had someone at the ASPCA who was like, I have this cat that can jump through hoops, and there's one that's like clicker trained, and I was like, okay, I support this, and let's take pictures of it. But of course, as soon as we're like there, and the cat's is like, the lady's like clicking to get it to go up on this stool, and it would like, she'd put food up there, and it would just like jump up and grab the food and then get down off the stool.
Oh no.
And then the one that jumped through hoops wouldn't do it.
Oh God.
And everybody there was like, no, it doesn't. We swear it doesn't. There's like five people that are like vouching for this cat. They're like, it doesn't. And like, I don't know. I hope I'm not making it nervous, but it like, she just had like the hoop and these two platforms and the cat like looked like it wanted to,
aww,
but then it could tell like it didn't really.
It's like was the like, pressure.
Yeah. And then they just ended up moving the platforms closer together. So the cat just walked through the hoop to get the food. I'm like, oh, okay, I'll take it.
That's
like,
brilliant.
Yeah, I like trying to get the picture. I'm like, I'm kind of on a time limit here. I have another appointment. Like, come on, cat, you got to either jump or don't. It was very strange.
I don't want to.
That's
who's
the cat.
The
was
guy?
Like, nah.
I don't think
nah.
so. I don't like him. Who? I'm not gonna do this. That's the worst. It's like the frog in the Bugs Bunny cartoons. You know, it's like he sings. I swear to God, no, he didn't.
Yeah.
Right, fine. So, favorite moment involving felines in New York?
Oh, the George Takei.
Yay!
Posted a link, like another like aggregator site, like a BuzzFeed kind mm-hmm. of thing, had posted like, check out Felines of New York.
Awesome.
And George Takei posted a link to that site on his Facebook.
Wow!
And then made a comment about like, if you're a cat owner, you know that these cats are probably saying these things, and like. Vouch for it, put it on his Facebook page. I got more traffic from that than from BuzzFeed.
What? Really?
Yeah.
George is amazing. He's always got the best stuff too.
I was like, that was an insane moment where I was just like, what?
Like, yes,
I did this? Yeah.
It's like, and, hello, Mr. Takei.
Joyce Carol Oates, the author.
Really?
Follows the Twitter account.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
Wow, you're so cultured.
I guess. I hope the book, like, now I hope I don't put too many, like, tasteless jokes in the book or something.
Now you got to get your act. I know. Now you got, like, you know, literature. Now
well,
you,
yeah. I think it's funny to make the cats curse once in a while. So I want to see what the editor, because on the website every once in a while I'll just throw an F-bomb in there. Just because I'm like, what's the internet and it's a cat? Like, why wouldn't you, you know, take it up a notch? So I have to see what the editor says about throwing those words in the book. Because it might be, you know what I mean? We might want to go family friendly
it
with a book
a
like that.
It might be a kid book, yeah.
Yeah. Which is fine. If they want the racier stuff, they can hit the website then.
Well, that's true. That's a good idea, too.
Yeah.
So you can do like the PG-13 website and the rated G book or, you know.
Right.
That's really, really cool. Well, I got to tell you, man, I've loved talking to you. I hate the fact that we're out of time already because this is really fun, and I love talking cats and comedy. So for people that aren't familiar with your site, where can they find you? I know you're on everything, so I'm just going
to
let you go for
it. If you just go to felinesofnewyork.com, that's the best way. That's the website, and then like there's a menu with,
perfect.
You know, the Instagram's is felinesofny. Same with the Twitter. Facebook is felinesofnewyork.
You got lucky with that, man.
Yeah, well, I mean, when I started it, I just looked on all those platforms because I'm like, somebody has to have done this. But there was nothing.
Genius.
So hopefully, yeah. There was like a Bodega Cats Tumblr, I think, but very different. Like,
yeah, totally. I've seen that one, actually. Yeah. Yeah, but they don't have anything to say.
No, it's just pictures.
Yeah, they're just kind of silent Bodega Cats, you know.
Yeah, I got to get more Bodega Cats for the blog.
Bodega Cats are always a hit, man.
Yeah, it seems like they were everywhere until I started doing this,
oh, no.
And now I can't find them.
Well, if you need two cats in Red Hook, I got two models for you. One's awesome, one's a royal pain in the neck, but we can do that.
All right.
So, I would love to tell you guys I'm going to be here next week with a new show, but I'm not because it's going to be Memorial Day weekend and I'm going to be out of town. So, I will see you in 2 weeks with a brand new show. Enjoy the weekend. I hope you get some good sun and fun and all that stuff. Jim Tews, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you.
And I will see you guys in 2 weeks. So, take care.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions anytime at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.